I'm so glad to see you. Okay. I've brought with me something this morning to show you. You know what this is? Who can tell me what is this? It's thread. It's sewing thread. It's very fine and thin, isn't it? You think it breaks easily? Yeah, it breaks very easily. Very easy. Today, my illustration is to use this thread to denote sin. Not sins, big sins like robbing a bank. I'm talking about little sins. Brandon's going to help me out here. Well, honey, would you sit on the other side? Thank you. Little stuff that doesn't seem to really make much difference at the time. Little bitty things. Okay. Okay, let's see. Something like, let's say that you see something on someone's desk and that you really like it. I know you wouldn't do this, but I'm talking about sin and what it is and what it's like. You see something and say, I like that. I want that. And you take it. You take it from someone else. When you take other people's property, that's a bad thing to do. It's a terrible thing to do. And then maybe you hear something about someone and you repeat it. You don't even know if it's true, but you repeat that. You gossip. That's not a good thing to do. Let's see, what else? Maybe you might get angry at someone. And if you're angry enough, you might strike them, pinch. Terrible things to do, isn't it? All these little things that Satan says, go ahead, do it. It won't make any difference. So we do these things. And maybe teacher asks, did you do your homework today? And you say, you didn't do it, but you say you did. You say, yes, I did that. It's lying. That's not good. And you know, the more you do things like this, the worse you feel, the worse you feel about yourself. You're angry with yourself. You get sassy with your parents and talk back. Very disrespectful. That's not a good thing. Now, Brandon's a pretty strong boy here. When you do these things and you feel bad about yourself, the worse you feel about yourself, the worse you do things. And it just seems like there's a terrible circle and that you can't stop yourself.
Yeah, he's going to break it.
Yeah, he's going to try to break it. But when this happens and you have all these things pile up on you, it just doesn't seem to be any stopping place. All right, I can break this. Let's see if Brandon can break it. See if Brandon can break loose. But don't hurt yourself. I don't think so. All right, let's see how we can help him out. What do you think? Yes. What does this say? What's the word? Jesus. It's because of what Jesus has done for us. Came here and lived to show us how to live. And he died. He gave up his life for us on the cross. And he rose again. All we have to do is turn around and give our hearts to Jesus. Ask him to forgive us. And there it is. It's gone. The bonds are broken. The words that I read this morning in the verses, one of them, Chapter 31, verse 4. Keep me free from the trap that's set for me. We don't want to fall into that kind of a trap. For you are my refuge. And I looked up the word refuge for you. The definition is shelter from danger or difficulty. And that's what Jesus is to us. He's our refuge. He saves us and he protects us. So let's have a word of prayer. Okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for what you've done for us, for loving us, freeing us from the bonds of sin. Help us to always trust you and keep you in our hearts. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get our baskets.